burnt incense. Jeroboam stood by the altar. Incense to do what? To burn incense upon the altar. And he cried against the altar. He didn't hear this word. What did he do? He cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. I want to see that cry. Oh, altar, altar, thus says the Lord. This is a moment when a man of God went to speak into the altar. He went to speak against an altar. There was a system that was being created that a child is going to be born from a particular family of David. And this child would do something that would be very evil and so dangerous. But prophetically, even before that altar has been raised, the man of God went to challenge it. Come on, somebody say, I hear you, prophet. There are some altars are not yet born, are not yet done, but we can challenge them. Now, I want you to hear this word again. Oh, altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child shall, not was, not is, shall be born unto thee, unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. In verse 3, I want you to hear something that is important. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. In verse 4, and it came to pass, another man also, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand upon from the altar. Now this king is also talking from the altar. There is an altar that the man of God is coming to speak against, and Jeroboam also is standing on another altar, and he stretched his hand from the altar he was standing against a man of God from the other altar. As he stretched his hand, pointing at a man of God who was standing at the altar. Remember, this altar was a godly altar. It was an altar of God. And the man of God is coming to prophesy to say, this godly altar will be converted very soon. Instead of being the altar for God, it shall be changed into a demonic altar. So the man of God stands on the altar of God, and Jeroboam stands on another altar, and he points at the man who is standing on the altar of God as he stretches his hand like this from his altar, pointing at a man of God from another altar. The Bible says his hand was paralyzed and withered. He couldn't even bend it. As he pointed the man of God like this, his hand couldn't even go down or bend until he cried to say, can you move from your altar? Come to my altar and pray for me. There are some, okay. We'll go there. Let's read the verse. The Bible says, and it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. So the king is saying to the soldiers, now, arrest him. You must be very careful. I don't care which altar people are operating from against you. As long as you're standing on the altar of God, it is not dangerous. people to point you with the fingers. Now just watch this. Give me NIV. All right? I want people to hear this. And I want everybody else to read this. NIV. Come on, can just read for me.
1 Kings chapter 13, verse number 4. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him by the hand." But the hand he stretched out towards the man shrieved up so that he could not pull it back.
Did you hear that? Verse 5.
Also, the altar was split apart.
Jesus.
And its ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God, by the word of the Lord.
Can you imagine Jeroboam stands at his altar? A man of God stands at his altar. As this man stands at his altar and up, and he puts his finger on a man of God who's standing at the altar of Bethel. First of all, you need to know who built the altar of Bethel. The altar of Bethel was built by Jacob. Oh, you didn't hear this story. The altar of Bethel was a godly altar. It was built by Jacob. It is the same position where Jacob said, "I see angels going up and down." He even came back and built another altar and called the place El Bethel. So this place had two altars. Both of them were built by Jacob. I'm talking to somebody here. Now Jeroboam was standing on the other altar. It was already taken and converted into a demonic altar. This is why we have seen so many people who are actually godly altars, and the devil took hold of them. And now it's no longer God using them. It's the devil. King Saul was a godly altar, but the devil took hold of him and he became a demonic altar. The Bible says sometime evil spirits could come upon him. Am I talking to you? There are moments demons could come upon him. So he became a demonic altar. This is what I'm trying to talk with you tonight. Tonight, God has raised this night as a night of fire. Amen. Listen to me. Anybody playing around with you, any hand stretched against you, it will shrink. Now, let's go back. I'm not in a hurry. I just want to share this message very well. And then this happened, just as Jeroboam was at the altar, about to make an offering, a holy man came from Judah by God's command. Somebody say, by God's command. This is more important. This is Bethel. Please be seated. And the Bible says, and I want you to hear this, and preached, these were God's orders to the altar. We can speak to our altars. This is why me, if I'm passing through something, I speak to my altar. There are believers who have no altar at all. You'll be finished. Because people out there, they have demonic altars. I'm telling you. There are people out there who have got demonic what? Demonic altars. So you speak. Now, the Bible here says just like this. It says, and preach this word. These were God's orders to the altar. You can actually say to the altar, I need this to happen. Can you imagine God can actually send a prophet not to go and talk to the people? He traveled from Judah to Bethel. Are you understanding this? Not to preach to people, but to take a message to the altar. This is how important an altar is. Hear this. Then the Bible says, I love this. And preached, not to people. These were God's orders to the altar. Altar! Altar! God's message. A son will be born into David's family named Josiah. The priest from the Shilohs who are making offerings on you. He will sacrifice on you human bones banged on you. It's so possible. I have seen this before. So God sent him. What happened with these altars? They became shrines. People were offering evil sacrifices on altars of God. And the man of God was sent not to preach to people. His message was to the altar, not to Jeroboam. But when Jeroboam was busy sacrificing on one of the altars, but there are two altars, when he was sacrificing, a man of God came and began to speak to another altar. And Jeroboam said, oh my God, he said, seize him. That was a big mistake. You don't point a man who's talking to the altar. No, you didn't hear me. The Bible says his hand, the walking. Now the Bible says a message. It says, at the same time, he announced the sign. This is the proof God gives. The altar will split into pieces and the holy offering spill into the dead. When the king heard the message, the holy man preached against the altar at Bethel. He reached out to grab him, yelling, arrest him. But his arm was paralyzed and hung useless. Are you understanding this message? Tonight I pray. God has put you under this altar. You always pray. And you say, we call upon God of Major One. May this altar, anybody who should try to point you a finger, I don't care whether it's a spirit, whether it's a demon, if you are under this altar, if you are under this altar, I see an attack that was supposed to come to you, coming to your enemy. Can you imagine? Look at this. Look at this. Maybe you don't know how our God works. I have seen so many people who don't even know. They're just in this ministry, and some just follow this ministry, but you don't know how dangerous the God of this ministry is. You are so used to this God who is like a lamb, forgiving. That's what you think. He has another side that most of you don't know. I want to tell you. He's a lion. He's a thunder. He defends you with jealousy. And I want you to know this. Any plan that is being planned against you, if it won't be hit tonight by the anger of God who sent me to bring this message to you, you shall know I serve a God who made Jesus resurrect from the dead. And I'm challenging your situation. I don't care whether it's a witch, a wizard, I challenge them wherever they are. If they have power, let them put their hand upon you again. Anybody who thinks they can bring you down, let them try it again. I challenge them in the name of Jesus. And I speak from this altar. I declare from this altar. This shall be a sign to those altars. They shall split. They shall be broken. Their altars shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say break. Split. In the name of Jesus. Karadoje frehede gebo. Parakia suvrakinto enta sakatosha. Parahato fratoskia prata. Prata prata. Enshoka prakidias. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every entity and every principality working in teams, working in unity, spirits of the air, spirits of the land, spirits of the mountains, spirits of the water that come to frustrate you. They will never see you again. Their altars are broken. There's a sign in the realm of the spirit. Their altars shall split. I want to say this to you. Some of you, God has given you gifts. You have the anointing. But the devil can convert that altar to become different. So a man of God came to prophesy, to say, this altar of God, time will come when to be changed. We have people in our midst, even some watching me now, that you are a godly altar. God has a plan. Through you, others should be blessed. Through you, the church should be blessed. But right now, the devil is converting you into a whole different thing. That you have no more passion for the kingdom. You no longer have the zeal you used to have. It's like everything is disappearing. Because the devil is converting you slowly. Changing you from becoming the altar that God planned that you should be, that through you, others can be blessed. You are being converted and you have no idea. So that altar the enemy is trying to plant on you, which is altar number 4. Remember we did 3 altars yesterday? Number 1 we did altars of the land. Number 2 we did altars of the water. And we did altars of the grave. And these ones are number 4. They are known as demonic altars. Demonic altars. These altars can be, actually, you may not know it, but something demonic, the enemy can raise a person as an altar to finish you. And this person will dedicate his time, his night, his days to make sure you are finished. Jeroboam, he was doing a holy offering. I want you to hear this. Jeroboam, it's not like he was offering an evil altar. The Bible says he was giving a holy sacrifice. Right there, he became a demonic altar. When he heard a man of God prophesying, he said, arrest him. How do you raise a holy altar and change against the man of God? So the devil tried to change. I'm talking to somebody here. If you're following, raise your hand. Say, I'm following prophet. Try to change a human being to become a demonic altar. I have seen so many altars rising against me. Demonic altars, graveyard altars, land altars. So you must know how altars work. So it is possible that actually the devil can raise a demonic altar on you. You used to pray, you used to fast, you were thinking, God, to use me. All of a sudden, all that is gone because the devil has put another altar on you. You are the altar of God, but another altar is on you. Can you imagine the man of God said to the altar of Bethel, which was made by a man of God, this altar, it was a place where angels were ascending and descending. The man of God said, this altar, I have come to cry against you because time is coming when there shall be a child called Josiah. He will be born and he will change you. Instead of putting holy or sacrifice, he will begin to bring in demonic altars over this altar, which is of God. So we have people right now who you have destinies. God has given you callings and so I will use you. I will use you. This will happen. This will happen. All of a sudden, what is happening on you, is no longer what God told you. It's like it's being diverted. There's another altar the devil wants to put upon you. Instead of what God said, it's the opposite. Because a new altar is being birthed on you. But I came here with fire. May it be consumed. Amen. Every altar the enemy is trying to put upon you. Somebody say, be uprooted. No, come on, say it again. Be very serious. Raise up your two hands. Raise up your two hands. Say, every altar. In the name of Jesus, I approach you now. Every demonic altar, I approach you now. In the name of Jesus, There are demonic altars right now being planted on people. Demonic what? They are being planted on what is good. An evil altar is being raised. Some on you, some on your business, a demonic altar. God said to Gideon, he said what? Destroy the altars in your father's house. Some of you, they're not in your father's house. They're in your business. There are demonic altars in your business. You will never prosper. I'm telling you, I deal with altars in my ministry. They are there. I destroy altars almost every day. Anything. Just go to Matthew 15. Matthew 15, verse 13. Can you read it for me? Matthew 15, verse 13 to 14. What does the Bible say?
But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up.
Did you hear that? Go ahead.
Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
Did you hear that? I'm asking you, did you hear that? He says, every seed which is not planted by God shall be uprooted. In your business, in your calling, in your prayer life, in your marriage, anything which God did not plant, every altar which God did not raise, tonight we command a falling. Yes. I say we command a falling. Yes. Sir, receive. Yes. We command a falling. Yes. We command a falling. Yes. In your surrounding, anything which God never planted, every altar the devil is trying to plant around you, around your ministry, around your calling, tonight we command collapse. We command collapse. We command collapse. We command collapse. Be uprooted. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every seed.
Every seed.
Every evil demonic altar.
Every evil demonic
altar. Planted in my calling.
Be uprooted
now.
Be uprooted.
Planted in my house.
Planted in my house.
Planted in my surrounding.
Planted in my surrounding.
Planted in someone to destroy me. Destroy you now. Collapse.
Collapse.
Any system
planted
as a demonic altar to make me miserable,
to make
my family miserable,
I command you fall.
I command you fall. In the name of Jesus. As the word of the Lord says,
as the word of the Lord
says, destroy the altars. I destroy them now.
I
stand and I prophesy.
Altar.
Altar. I stand against you. I stand against you. By the word of God. Collapse. 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 Clap your hands and make a prayer. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Every altar in my family. Every altar in my business. Every altar in my finances. Collapse. In the name of Jesus. Rosaradagaba. Roshikarabahanta. Rakatushke Prahata. You must understand this. Some fires can only fall when an altar has been raised. Elijah raised an altar and he said, God, send your fire. Fire came and consumed the sacrifice on the altar. Some fires can only come when an altar has been raised. Solomon went into the temple. And the Bible says, and he raised an altar. And when he raised an altar, the Bible says a fire came from heaven. And you see, people only know about Elijah that fire came from heaven. Solomon, when he raised an altar, the Bible says fire came down. When Elijah raised an altar, fire came down. Something happens. Tonight, I want you to be singing from the altar. Be knowing that you are an altar. Be knowing that you are an altar. Be knowing you are standing on the altar. You are standing right now. You are an altar. And you are standing on the altar. And your prophet who's talking to you now, he's an altar. Listen to me. Any altar of disease, it will melt like wax. You are standing on the altar. Somebody now, there are altars. Whenever you have a project, as you are having all the hope, this project will work. Suddenly, another altar is raised against it. Before you know it, that business is finished. Or that project doesn't go through. Hear me. We are not blind. That's why Jesus said there. He said, any plant that is not planted by God shall be uprooted. And if a blind leads another blind, all of them shall fall in a ditch. It means you are blind. You are not knowing there are plantings around you which God never planted. You can't be blind. You will fall in a ditch. You must see something here is wrong. There is a planting, a plantation that God didn't plant. This is not God who planted this in my life. This altar is a strange altar. I'm telling you, what God will do tonight, the uprooting, making them fall, collapse, they will never rise again. This time around, any plan you put your hand, any determination you have to achieve, you have no opposition. You have no opposing force. You will rise. You will pursue. You will overtake. You will take over. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen.